Were you?
It's okay, Frank. We're waiting for you.
We were supposed to come together.
Oh, yeah. Forgot. Sorry.
Forgot? Great. You know, thanks a lot.
Hey, be careful. That man's my father's.
I gotta make you eat this.
What's the big deal?
Well, you see.
All right. Just forget it.
Poor Frankie lost his flashlight.
Let it go, Eric. And what?
And he's afraid of the dark.
What?
Not Mr. Tough Stuff.
It's okay. I get scared in the dark sometimes, too.
I'm not afraid of the dark. I just wasn't sure I could find the clearing without a flashlight. You're gonna pay for this, man.
Well, don't kill him yet. He's telling the story tonight.
Yeah, and it's a good one. There's a little boy in it who's afraid of the dark.
Oh, you're dead meat.
Sit down, Frank. Don't be strange.
No, I'll stand.
Just tell the story.
Well, everyone knows that there's nothing in the dark that can hurt you. Most of the time. Submitted for the approval of the Midnight Society, I call this story The Tale of the Dark Music. Andy Carr wasn't doing so hot. His folks got divorced and his mom wasn't making much money. He tried to help her as best he could, like with his paper route. It gave him money to buy lunch at school. Things were pretty tough. Then one day, it looked like his luck changed. His mom inherited a big old house from some uncle she could hardly remember. Just like that. Didn't cost her a dime. It was kind of old, but a lot better than the puny apartment they lived in. It really looked like the car's luck was changing. Except there are two kinds of luck, and you don't always get the kind you want.
Hey! You mess with me, kid, and I'll deck you.
What?
Look, everybody was glad when your nutbag uncle kicked, then you had to show up.
Hey, I never even met the guy.
You're his family. It's the same thing. If you get in my face again, you're history.
Who are you?
I'm your new neighbor. Welcome to the neighborhood.
Oh, I hate these things. They're so stupid.
Mom?
Yeah?
What was Uncle Niles like?
I don't remember. Last time I saw him, I was Christina's age. This is useless. Do me a favor, go down in the basement and see if he had a ladder.
The basement?
Yeah, there's a bunch of junk down there.
I don't know.
What's the matter, Andy? Afraid of the dark?
No, I'm not afraid of the dark.
Be careful down there, it's a real mess.
Somebody hit the wall switch up there. I need some power.
Do it yourself.
How's that?
Good, thanks.
In the basement. I love it.
Uncle Niles may be dead, but he's not forgotten.
Ooh. Yeah.
Mm. You okay, Frank? Frank?
Where'd he go? I didn't see him leave.
He couldn't take it. I told you he was chicken.
Keep going. He'll come back.
So anyway, Andy freaked and ran up to get his mom. That his worst nightmares were coming true.
It was in there. It talked to me. It said, come in and I'll suck your blood or something like that.
Get lost.
Get back upstairs. Now. Oh. It was probably a rat or something.
Rats don't talk.
Good. I hate rats.
Andy? Honey, come over here. It's the root cellar.
I swear, Mom. There was something in here.
Well, maybe it was a rat. Or the leaky old plumbing. This house is falling apart. What's this?
Oh, I was playing with this old radio and...
Well, there's your boogeyman. It must have been something on the radio.
I don't know.
Oh, honey, I know it's been tough. But I really need you to be strong for me right now, okay?
Okay.
Ugh, that's my guy. Let's get something to eat before Christina gets it all.
Strong.
I thought you weren't afraid of the dark.
What are you doing down here?
Playing? Boy, you're such a wuss.
Don't come down here alone anymore.
Yeah, the boogeyman might get me.
And now, the fireplace.
Mom?
Yeah?
Who was Uncle Niles? Like, what did he do?
Oh, he was a strange guy.
He never left the house, but somehow got filthy rich.
Nobody knows where the money came from.
From what I hear, the neighbors didn't like him too much. I thought he was kind of loony.
How did he die?
He was old. He just stopped living. I found him in the basement at the bottom.
Let's change the subject. Chris, go down and put the clothes in the laundry for me, okay? Christina?
Mom, I'm busy.
Oh, Mom.
I'm filthy. Please?
Remember, there's nothing down there.
Andy? Everything okay?
Hurry! Please hurry!
Hey, you! What are you doing? Andy?
Andy? What?
Are you okay?
Yeah, sure.
Andy was like hypnotized. He didn't remember anything that happened, which means he didn't know enough to never go down in the basement again.
Hi, honey. I'll be at the store till 5. Do me a favor and throw these tarps in the wash.
Don't delay. We've got all kinds of surprises in here. Oh, don't stop now, son. You're almost...
What's the matter, Andy? Don't you want to have some fun?
Music. It's music. I gotta tell Mom.
Nice day for a ride, isn't it?
Stop! I gotta go find my mom!
Your mom's not gonna help you now, kid. Get used to it, kid. I'm gonna beat on you for the rest of your life.
Don't! Don't!
Now you've got to deliver your stupid papers by foot. And you'll never get away from me. Howdy, neighbor.
When you're done, come over and clean my house. You make a good maid.
You're dead. Kid, you are toast.
What's the matter, Coda? You're not afraid of the dark, are you?
I'm gonna kick your butt, Carr, I swear!
I don't know. I think your butt-kicking days are over. Coda? Had enough? You mess with me, I'll do this to you again.
yours, Andy. I'll give you anything you want. Just like I did for your uncle.
Who are you?
Anything you want. You only have to do one thing.
What's that?
Feed me, feed me.
His own sister to the thing, did he?
No, but he made sure that she didn't bother him anymore.
Cool.
I'd have done it. Little Brett deserved it.
Great story, Eric.
Well, it's getting late. We gotta go. I declare this meeting of the Midnight Society closed.
With my father's flashlight, I gotta take that thing home.
So wait for him. He'll be back.
Wait? Here alone? Why can't you wait with me,
Kristen? What's the matter, Eric? Afraid of the dark?
Hey, no problem. I'll wait. I am not afraid of the dark. Not afraid of the dark.
Paybacks are sweet.